The primary, the day after. This is July the 1st. I'm Corey Allen-Ford for CAF Media, and here's the update of what we have as of this time on Wednesday at midday. For the state of Colorado, 30.9% turnout, which is kind of normal for a primary. Only 30% usually come out for primaries, even though primaries, according to some reading and literature that I was reading, it matters because primary elections shape the choices that voters ultimately see in November. You don't need to know everything before you participate, but you do need to know and belong to, you don't need even belong to a political party, but you do not need to become a political expert. You simply need to use your voice you already have, and Colorado's future is shaped long before Election Day. The primary election is where that process begins, and it began last night in the state of Colorado with 30.9% turnout of the votes cast in the state, 1.2 million. Active voters, 4.0 million. So that's 4 million in the entire state. Only 1.2 voted in the primaries yesterday. For the governor ticket for the month of November, we still have an open position. That's on the Republican side. Democrat, dominated by Phil Weiser in the front range. He got blown away in the plains. Michael Bennett won every single county in the plains, but Weiser won the front range, where the populist vote is, of course, in the state of Colorado. So Weiser, the current attorney general, he'll be on the governor ticket for the state of Colorado come November against either the Republican Barbara Kirchmeier or Victor Marx. They're both at 39% of the votes, so that is going to be interesting to say the least. Who is going to win that? There will likely be a recount for who will be the Republican representative. Weiser right now only knows that Jeff Peckman from the Unity Party will be on the ballot along with himself, and no Republican candidate has been picked as of yet. It's too tight a rate of a race, that is, to call. Secretary of State, the Democrat will be Amanda Gonzalez, the Republican James Wiley, and the Libertarian will be Alex Astley. Those three will be up for Secretary of State, the current position held by Jenna Griswold, who is now the Democratic representative on the ticket for the Attorney General. She'll go against Michael Allen, the Republican, come November. State Treasurer Jeff Bridges will go against Kevin Grantham. That'll be Democrat against Republican and the State Treasurer for Colorado coming up in November. State Senator for District 35 that affects Southeast Colorado, Cheyenne Wells, Rod Pelton, the Republican, will go against Duane Gurley, the Democrat. State Representative District 47, which is Ty Winter, he'll go up against Victor Myers, the Democrat, in the November general election. Federal side of things, the U.S. Senator spot for the state of Colorado, John Hickenlooper, former governor of the state, against Mark Baisley, the Republican. Those two will be battling it often coming up in November, and we'll see plenty of ads, I'm sure, on both candidates coming up in the next several months. Representative for the 120th Congressional District 3, Duane Romero, the Democrat, against Republican Jeff Hurd. And District 4, Eileen Laubacher will go against Republican and popular candidate Lauren Boebert. They will match up in District 4 for that representative seat in the 120th Congress for the state of Colorado coming up in November. We go to the counties. We'll start with Powers County, where 31.4% turnout of the vote. That means that 2,270 votes were cast of the 7,210 that are active. All Republican candidates were all running unopposed, so they'll all be on the ticket. Your chance to vote them into office for another year. Most of them are on the repeat ban or the incumbent ban, and that will be coming up in November. Powers County Commissioner District 2, 100% of the vote for Republican Ron Cook. Republican Jana Cohen, 100% for Clerk Recorder. Treasurer Abby Campbell got 100%. Assessor Wiley Woolert got 100%. Sheriff Zam Zordell got 100%, as did Coroner Anthony Letier, running for coroner as a Republican. That's all happening in Powers County. Beckett County, 45.8% turnout, one of the better turnouts in Southeast Colorado. 1,189 votes cast of the 2,594 are active in Beckett County. The race was at Beckett County Commissioner District 2. Tyson Chick won it over Anthony LeBlanc and Jason T. Franklin. Chick had 55% of the vote to Anthony LeBlanc's 27.8. Jason T. Franklin had 16.5% of the vote. Chick will represent District 2 on the ballot. Your chance to put him in as a county commissioner coming up in November in Beckett County. Democrat, the only one that we have to talk about in Southeast Colorado, is Sharon Dubois. She won the clerk recorder position in Beckett County. Nobody against her on the Republican ticket. Dubois will be on the ballot come November. Treasurer, assessor, sheriff, and coroner are all Republican candidates. All got 100% of the vote in Beckett County. Josie Stegman for treasurer. Krista Figgins for assessor, Aaron Mack Shiplett for sheriff, and Everett Brizendine for the coroner in Baca County. Bent County, 36.8% turnout of the vote for the primaries. 1,006 votes, 60 votes were cast of the active 2879. All Republican candidates, all will be on the ticket. Your chance to vote them in office in Bent County coming up in the month of November. County Commissioner District 2, Representative, a Republican, C.J. Gallegos, got 100% of the vote. Ann Boswell, our good friend, clerk recorder for Bent County, she got the Republican ticket, and she'll be on that running unopposed coming up in November. Treasurer Jennifer Godfrey, Sheriff Jake Six, and Coroner Jason Nichols, all 100%. All will be on the ballot unopposed coming up in November. For Cheyenne Wells and Cheyenne County, Kit Carson as well, the voter turnout was 46.8%. Ballots at 580 cast of the 1,239 active. Cheyenne County Commissioner District 2, Ronald Smith, the Republican, won the race over Sam Michik. 69.5% of the vote for Smith to 30.4% for Michik. Smith will represent on the ticket for District 2 of County Commissioners in Cheyenne County come November. Clerk Recorder, Treasurer, Assessor and Sheriff, all were Republican candidates, all got 100% of their votes. They'll be running unopposed in November. Allison Brown is the clerk recorder. She's currently the clerk recorder in Cheyenne County. Gayla Michik, Lacey Welsh, Treasurer, Assessor, respectively, and Joseph Connor will be the candidate for Sheriff, replacing Michael Buchanan, who is retiring later on this year. He's the current sheriff in Cheyenne County. Connor, 100% of the vote on the Republican ticket. He'll be running unopposed for that position come November. Crowley County, turnout was 39.8%. Ballots 885. Active 2,223 voters are active in Crowley County. 885 of those cast ballots. The County Commissioner District 1 race to Republican Roy Elliott. All the Republican candidates, all running unopposed in the primaries, all will be on the ticket running unopposed come November. Clerk Recorder is Melinda Mindy Carter, Holly McQuiston, the Treasurer, the Assessor Doug England, and the Sheriff is Jonathan Mazzelli. All won their primary with 100% of their vote from their party. Kiowa County had the best turnout of any voters in Southeast Colorado, 51.5%. Ballots of 511 out of 952 that are active. Kiowa County Commissioner District 2 race, Howard Robertson, current Republican in the commissioner's seat, will try to get reelected. He got 100% of the vote for the commissioner and District 2. Clerk Recorder is Adriana Yates. Diane Florey, the treasurer. Assessor was Marcy Miller. The sheriff race was the one everybody was talking about in Kiowa County. And the current sheriff, Brian Williams, absolutely blew away Joshua Robertson, 65.3% to 34.6% in the Republican race for sheriff. He will be on the card, Brian Williams, and your chance to vote him back into office as sheriff in Kiowa County comes in November. Jimmy Brown, the longtime coroner, got 100% of the vote as a Republican candidate in Kiowa. Otero, 33% of the vote turnout, ballots 4,070 cast of the active 12,301. Otero County Commissioner, District 2, Timothy Navinshue got 100% of the votes as a Republican. All the other candidates, Republicans running unopposed, they all won their spot on the general election ballot. Linda Lynn Scott is clerk recorder. She's the current clerk recorder in Otero County. Shauna Frankmore, Ken Hood, the assessor, Frankmore, the treasurer. Brian Lovato, more than likely be the new sheriff replacing Sheriff Mobley. Lovato got the nod as a Republican candidate, 100% of the vote as the sheriff in Otero County. Robert Fowler, that is, the coroner position. And that was 100% of the vote in Otero and Otero County last night. Kit Carson County, just to our note, 39.5% of the vote turnout, cast 1,842, active 4,660. Corey Wall was the representative on the Republican side for Kit Carson County Commissioner District 2. He got all 100% of the vote. Susan Corliss, the clerk recorder, 100% of the vote. Treasurer Pamela Mills, the assessor, that will be a race. There'll be a Democrat and a Republican going for the assessor position in Kit Carson County. Abby Mulis at 100% Democrat. Alexandria Navarro, 100% Republican. They'll be the battle coming up in November up in Kit Carson County. The sheriff is Travis Belden, 100% Republican, and coroner, 100% Republican, Randy Gorton. Los Animas County, they have some races, and they'll have some battles coming up in the month of November. Voter turnout was 37.8% to the county to our south and bordering Otero County, as well as others. Ballots 3,954 were cast. Active was 10,451. The Los Angeles County Commissioner, District 3, the Democrat, Philip Rico, barely squeaks by as for now. Jim Montoya, 50.1% to 49.9%. There more than likely will be a recount on that, but nonetheless, right now it's Rico who will face our good buddy from Kim Branson, Brad Doherty. He got the Republican representative at 100% in District 3 for County Commissioner in Los Angeles County. The Clerk Recorder will have a Democratic-Republican battle. The current and Clerk Recorder is Carrie Apple. She got the Republican nod at 100%, running unopposed. Joseph Mestis got the Democratic nod. They will match off in November. Treasurer Sarah Martinez, the Democrat, against Luis Lopez III, Democrat against Republican. They will match up in November as well on the general ticket. The assessor had one position, and that was Jody Amato. Amato ran unopposed, and she'll be on the ticket. Your chance to put her in office in Los Angeles County coming up in November. Derek Navarette, Democrat, and John Johnson, the Republican, they will battle for sheriff in Los Angeles County. Both won their primaries last night. Leah Elliott Lopez, the Democrat coroner, and Dominic Junie Vesvercreer is the 100% candidate for Republican. They will run against each other for the coroner position in Los Angeles County, and that will come in November as well. Final county is Lincoln, 41.9%, cast 1,304 votes. The regular votes in the state or in that county at active voters are 3,110, 1,304 put out their ballots yesterday. The tightest race was the Lincoln County Commissioner District 1 race won by Wayne Ewing. He's a Republican, 63% over rivals Rex Rule, had 25% of the vote, and Brent Dan, who had 11.4% of the vote in Lincoln County. So Ewing will be on the ticket. Your chance to put him in office as a county commissioner comes in November. All the other candidates were Republicans, all got 100% of the vote. The current clerk recorder is Corrine Lingo. The treasurer is Ashley Irwin. Jeremiah Higgins, the assessor. The sheriff is Michael Ewell. And the coroner is Andrew Lorenzen. Lorenzen, that is the Republican for coroner. They all got 100% of the votes. And that's the latest numbers we have as of Wednesday, July the 1st, here at the midday. That's our latest update here on CAF Media. You can go to the CAF Media page and click it. Find the primary election box, and you'll hear all the information of all them's numbers right here on CAF Media. We'll get you another update probably next week when we have more canvas and the foreign votes are counted and tabulated. But for now, that's what we have from the CAF Media headquarters on the McClave Ranch in McClave. I'm Corey Allen Ford.